When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan Aldugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, June 25th, second show of the day for y'all. So as you know, it is the dead period. We did talk about Brandon Ayuk earlier today. We do have the city council voting on the new Jaguars stadium proposal today as well, so we'll get news on that later on. But right now, I want to take a look at another list, another ranking list from PFF. We've talked about several of these so far during this dead period in between the offseason program with OTAs and minicamp, and then getting into training camp in late July. Most of them, you know, fairly reasonable. This one, though, Jaguars defensive line, ranked 26th in the NFL by PFF. The Jaguars and getting disrespected go together like milk and cereal. Like, it is hilarious. Happens every single year. Regardless of if the Jaguars are good or not, they are constantly going to be getting disrespected. And this is another example of that. PFF, Sam Monson, God love you. This is laughable. The Jaguars defensive line ranked 26th in the NFL. We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. You can also check out jenjack.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like our pre-order we just dropped today. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. So, some of the teams ranked ahead of the Jaguars. The Titans, the Chargers, the Rams, the Dolphins, the Seahawks. Just to name a few of the puzzling ones. There's even teams ranked inside the top 10 that I don't think have a better group than the Jaguars do. Like, it is laughable to put the Jaguars at 26 overall. I cannot find reason in it. I really can't. We'll go ahead and look at what Sam Monson said about the Jaguars' 26th ranked defensive line here. He said, Jacksonville brought back Josh Allen, by far the team's best defensive lineman, this offseason. Allen has been the one high draft pick spent on defensive line in recent years that has actually paid dividends. He accounted for 90 quarterback pressures in 2023. Trayvon Walker may have managed double-digit sacks, but he earned just a 58.1 PFF pass rushing grade and was worse against the run. Arik Armstead will add real production on the inside and may help in developing Walker given his own rare physical traits. Okay. So, PFF, they basically completely dismiss Trayvon Walker's development in year two. And this is a through line throughout the entire company because their grades suggest to them that Trayvon Walker did not take a step forward in year two in the NFL. Despite recording 10 sacks, despite Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker combining to lead the NFL and sacks among duos. Led the NFL. But Trayvon Walker, he just, according to Sam Monson, is a high draft pick that has not paid dividends after a 10-sack sophomore campaign. Now, I'm well aware of the fact that pressures are more predictive of future success as a pass rusher. And pass rush win rate is more predictive of future success as a pass rusher. But landing sacks matters. Sacks do matter. Josh Allen had 17 and a half sacks last year. Trayvon Walker, in his second year in the league, had 10 sacks last year. That is one of the better duos on the edge in the NFL. Bottom line, you do not find players that have the skill set that Trayvon Walker brings to the field. Trayvon Walker is bigger, stronger, more athletic, and has better length than 95 to 99% of the defensive ends, edge players on the planet. And he showed development in year two. He was able to get to the quarterback more. He was able to make more big plays, play with more discipline. I think Trayvon Walker's in line for a big year three. And Josh Allen, I mean, what are we talking about? This is a top five edge rusher. If you want to be nitpicky, if you want to argue about it, maybe you could say top seven at worst.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Josh Allen is an elite edge rusher in the NFL, entering his prime. Just got a bag from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, so you have an excellent edge duo here. One of the better edge duos in the league. Josh Allen, in my opinion, a top five edge rusher, probably about five. Trayvon Walker, if you're putting a team together right now, there are not 30 edge players that teams would draft over Trayvon Walker. So you're talking about two guys in the top 30 at edge. That's one of the better duos in the league. Again, Josh Allen, in my opinion, easily a top five guy. Trayvon Walker, easily top 25 type of guy at edge. And then you talk about bringing in Arik Armstead. This has been one of the more consistent interior pressure generators, pass rushers, from the interior in the NFL. So you're talking about a trio of Josh Allen, who just had 17 sacks, Trayvon Walker, who just hit double-digit sacks in year two, and Arik Armstead comes into a team that had very little interior pressure in 2023. And so you're going from a unit on the interior last year that was depleted by injury. Now you're getting Arik Armstead plugged in there, who is an elite interior pass rusher to go along with and help Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. That doesn't even include Devon Hamilton, who, you know, we've talked about it a million times on here. In 2022, played excellent football. In 2023, was on track to have a fantastic year for the Jaguars. Had a very scary medical issue. He couldn't play for a while. He couldn't practice for a while. Couldn't keep weight on. Lost over 20 pounds. He did come back during the season, but he was not himself. He was not Devon Hamilton that we all know and love. He wasn't that type of player. Guess what? He's put the weight back on. He's back in shape. He's back where he needs to be an impact player for the Jaguars defensive front. And at 320 pounds, he's a player that's extremely stout against the run and has enough juice to create issues in the backfield. So now you're talking about a top four that ranges from elite players and Josh Allen, Eric Armstead, to developing young guys with incredible upside and Trayvon Walker, to Devon Hamilton, who is a plus starter when healthy, and he looks healthy right now. And then you talk about Roy Robertson-Harris as a rotational player, which is what he should be, and as a rotational player, a very good player as a rotational player. Mason Smith, if you can get anything out of him in year one, another unbelievable athlete and talent who just needs a little refinement. Travis Gibson has done good things under Bill Shuey, the Jaguars' outside linebacker coach. Jordan Jefferson, another stout run defender out of LSU. Like, this is a top 12 defensive front, bar none. And then you talk about, beyond the talent, the new staff coming in here. Ryan Nielsen is a defensive line guru. Everywhere he has been, he has gotten the most out of his defensive linemen. And now you give him Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead, Devon Hamilton and company. And yeah, outside linebacker coach Bill Shuey, who has done great work with Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker over the last couple years, is still here. He is the only holdover on that defensive staff. Because Doug Peterson and company knew they needed to keep him around to continue developing these guys. And then you bring in Travis Gibson, who's done really well under Bill Shuey in the past. And I think you've got a nice group of edge rushers, top three. I think they could have more depth. I've talked about that a lot. I think that they would be wise to add another depth edge rusher. But I'd easily put this group in the top 12 among defensive fronts, probably top 10. I think it's hilarious. It's laughable. I know PFF has a job to do. They put out these rankings. They put out these lists. But ranking the Jaguars 26th on the defensive line, we'll look at this. We'll look at this down the road once this season gets going. Look back at it after the 2024 campaign. See what it looks like. Ranking the Jaguars 26th in the NFL on the defensive line. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. Y'all have a good one.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.